Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, The Voice of the Veterans, for the Veterans, broadcasting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns related to one of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we are excited to be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama here on a slightly foggy Mobile Bay.
I had to take my pocket knife to cut the fog to get aboard ship.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get rammed out here.
Yeah.
Because we're not moving.
Right. Yeah.
We have got a great show coming up for you today. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make this show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the original sponsor of Tom's Tirades, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, and which controls the Veterans 211 hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And if you like to listen on demand, our podcasts or our regularly aired shows are up on most of the podcasting sites. They're normally up the day after. And Tom's Tirade is up on CastBox. .net if you like to listen to a little bit of the
they're gonna love that one,
the blood pressure inducing.
I'm tuning in, gotta hear that.
But we're broadcasting live, and just as a programming note, we will not be on our regular time slot at 8 o'clock this evening because of the Auburn basketball game. So just a heads up for that. Later on the show, we'll talk with Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center. He will get us up to speed on a hiring event that they have coming up for veterans and military. We will also talk with Ms. Sarah Bumgarner from Lifeline's Counseling Services, and she'll get us up to speed on all of the various services that they can provide veterans and military and their families. And, of course, Tom's Tirade coming up a little bit later. It's a good one. You really, really you don't want to miss it. It's brand new this week, and we're on some very hot topics. But
sympathy for the devil.
Yeah, that's the Rolling Stones, Tom.
Right. Y'all keep on rolling.
Yeah, we got to hear it. Y'all
keep on rolling.
There we go. But first, as I said, we're here on the fantail of the Alabama, and we are excited to be here. And we want to thank Major General Janet Cobb, who is the executive director here at the battleship. Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Cal. Marines, we're always glad to have you aboard. And, you know, we've got that Marine compartment down front. I keep looking down there to see if y'all will be bunking after the broadcast. But
that's too close to the brig.
You know,
I thought that's what she was talking about.
Those seagoing Marines and all that, you know, that's a big part of your heritage. So glad to have y'all back.
I don't like the brig. I get nervous around a brig.
I hear you. but you spent so much time there.
I know. I'm like a regular visitor.
Or the doghouse.
Yeah. Or the doghouse.
Or the doghouse.
But, you know, General, I know we visited the battleship about once a month. I know you've got some fantastic events coming up over the course of 2020, and your Living History is one of them. So when will that kick off?
We will have our next Living History event in February, and then, of course, it's every other month here. We'll have our Living History crew that now not only mans the Alabama, but we've got a group that are enthusiasts of the USS Drum, and they do some reenactment things aboard the Drum to show people what life was like aboard the submarine. So in a couple of months, Blue Star Salute will be out here, sponsored by the South Alabama Veterans Council. The Oath of Enlistment Ceremony that we sponsor every year, where around 100 young people raise a right hand, as so many of us did back in our young enlisted days, and took that oath. And that's a huge event for us. So the big car shows, Battle in Bama, Mopar, the usual spring fair will be. It'll be here before you know it, gentlemen. We are almost right smack in the middle of January. I don't know where the time's going.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. Now, have you had a chance to take a look and see what your numbers were in terms of attendance for last year?
We'll have those Friday.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. I'll make sure I have those for you next time we meet here. But, yeah, we're getting all that together this week, and we'll release those Friday. I hope we're about where we were last year. We had about 449,000 people come through the park in 2018. So the numbers, of course, will be for 2019.
Now, let me ask you a question. As I came on board ship today, I noticed that there were a number of little ones. I won't say little. They're probably 8 or 9 or 10. Boys, just they're all over the mm-hmm. all over this. Mm-hmm. Do you do a breakdown by how many of your visitors are adults versus children?
We do. We can track everything that's sold here at the park in the terms of admission by, of course, the receipt amount, but also by age. An adult ticket is $15, so that would be, for an adult, a senior citizen, 13, and then a child above the age of 6 would be, I think, $6. So, yeah, we absolutely can. And what we've seen, I just completed my fourth year here, starting my fifth year, believe it or not, and more and more every year I see young families with children. Mm-hmm. You know, our World War II generation is certainly up in age. Our Korean War veterans, and of course we'll talk about them in a few minutes, but so many young families. And in addition to our school trips, JROTC, we have a lot of kids that come aboard, but more and more young families coming to learn about the history of our country.
Well, there's just so much history here, though, General.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, we're, by Alabama law, we're a park that celebrates veterans, all services, all branches of the military. So we're not just a World War II park, and certainly we're not just a Navy park. All branches are recognized.
Well, I know you have, obviously the battleship is here, the Drum's here. You have a number of memorials that are all over the park, and unfortunately you had some damage to one.
We did. In the early morning hours this past Sunday, a suspect fleeing a police chase inexplicably turned into Battleship Park. Now, you know, I will tell y'all, if you're from here, you don't turn south off the causeway.
No.
You're either right in the bay or
Gator Bait.
and even Battleship Park has a limit on the amount of acreage we have here. Destroyed our gate as he plunged through it at high speed, missed that curve. You know, if you curve into the Battleship Park going down toward the B-52, that's almost a 90-degree angle.
Right, it is.
He went off into the grass, went into the memorial, destroyed the major part of it on the right-hand side, which is the map of the Koreas, pretty much destroyed the Coast Guard Memorial with the names of our veterans there, hit the Netherlands Monument. So there's quite a bit of damage. I like to tell the public we've had two contractors come out already. We've been in touch with the original contractor that got the marble and actually did the installation and the building of the memorial. So they have all the CAD files, all the drawings, so the things that we need to replicate. And we've had people, and Tom, you were kind enough to hand me a check. I want to tell the public we've had about $1,000 donated on Facebook, people wanting to know.
Right.
But I want to make it clear to the public that the veterans themselves, the Korean War veterans, put money aside years ago to do major repair on that memorial. So
awesome.
We will be able to pay for that.
That's awesome.
And
okay.
Any money that we get to that to that end, we will put in that same fund for repairs. In 1999, the Gulf Coast chapter of the Korean War Veterans Association had their reunion here. And they contacted the Battleship Commission in September and said, we want to build a memorial here at Battleship Park. And in 2002, in June of that year, it was dedicated. And then in 2004, the Battleship Commission, in a memorandum of agreement, took it over so that we would be responsible for the maintenance, keeping the flags, buying it, grounds and all that. And again, those veterans set aside money that we keep in an account in the Battleship Foundation that'll allow us to pay for the repairs, and we'll get that done quickly.
Outstanding. And if folks would like to make a contribution, they can go to your Facebook page.
They can. They can.
Great. Well, General Cobb, it's great to speak with you. Thank you so much for having us here on the Battleship.
Cal, Tom, Marines, always good to be here. We'll see you next time.
Outstanding.
Thank you so much.
Keep the rig up to date.
Yeah. We got a place for you there, brother.
Yeah. Hey, on the other side of the break, Donald C. Attack from the Alabama Career Center when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans. For the veterans, we are broadcasting live from the fantail of the USS Alabama in Battleship Memorial Park. And it's a little cloudy outside, but it's a great day to be out here on the Alabama broadcasting for the Scuttlebutt Network. And it's a pleasure and honor to be joined by Mr. Donald C. Attack from the Alabama Career Center. Donald, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you, Cal. I appreciate y'all having us. We got some job fairs coming up that I'd like to discuss and help those veterans get employed.
Well, absolutely. You've got one coming up. It's the 16th of January, correct?
Yes, that's tomorrow in Bay Minette. It'll be from 10 to 1. It'll be at the John F. Rhodes Civic Center, and the address is 301 D. Olive Street, Bay Minette.
It's well, open. Now, is it? I see you got a flyer there that says Veterans Job Fair, I know in a number of instances where you may have a job fair that's open to the public, but you have maybe some special things when you're targeting veterans.
Well, the one in Bay Minette's actually open to the public. They started using what they call veteran-focused job fairs. It's open to the public, but they like to bring in a lot of federal contractors to hire veterans and pick veterans up, you know, to come in on training positions and that kind of thing. The veteran-only job fair is going to be in Mobile at Fort Whiting on March the 31st, and that'll be from 9 to 2, and it's at Fort Whiting on Broad Street. But the one tomorrow is in Bay Minette. It's open to the public, but it's veteran-focused. Veterans are strongly encouraged to attend because there'll be a lot of federal employers there, you know, and they don't have to hire, but they give preference to veterans and especially disabled veterans.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you a question about that. Are there special forms that a veteran has to bring with them to the job fair, or is that something that they have to be able to provide down the road in the employment process to make sure they get that preference?
Right. They can bring it. They will bring it afterwards. It's an after effect thing. There's quite a few things that the employer gets credit for hiring the veteran. They also get tax credits, and that's why we've had a big push about veterans when they start on a new job to bring a copy of their DD-214 so that they can process the tax credit. We had a big summit in Montgomery about 2 years ago with a bunch of employers around the state, and that was their biggest complaint was they enjoyed getting the tax credit, but it took so long to process because a lot of times they'd hire the veteran wouldn't have a DD-214, and they'd have to go get a DD-214 and then submit the paperwork. And by that time, you know, a lot of the veterans had transferred to another job. So,
Do they not have to have a DD-214 to get the preference in the hiring process?
No, that what they do is they usually go, it's kind of like coming in the career center. You can see a vet rep if you've got a DD-214. We don't require that you have one, but it's one of those things where you need to show us one at some point. But it's not going to stop us. It's not going to stop them from getting hired, and it's definitely not going to stop them from seeing a vet rep if they're eligible at the career center.
Okay. And now you mentioned disabled veterans as well. So is that something where they need a letter from the VA stating their disability amount and service connection and all of that?
Yes. In some instances, like in our program, in order to be a vet rep, or we have two different types of vet reps, in order to be one type of vet rep, it's required by federal law that you are a disabled veteran. So we do have to provide that disability letter from the VA.
Okay. Now, with what you've got coming up in Bay Minette tomorrow, what are the times for that?
The times are from 10 to 1. And before a long time ago, we would have certain times for veterans, but now we have American flag stickers, and that's what gives the veteran the priority of service. And we went to that for a couple of reasons. Number one is, all veterans can't come between those times, those designated times just for veterans. So we give them a flag so they can come and go, and the flag stands out. I mean, the employers see the flag from a mile away, and they know that veteran's coming to talk to them. So it's actually worked out better than having specific veteran times.
Okay. All right. And what are some of the employers that are going to be out there?
We've got 58 businesses coming to this job fair. All of them can be found on the Bay Minette Facebook page. We've got Home Depot, Airbus is going to be there. Airbus is planning to hire 275 workers this year. International Paper is going to be there, Oxford Healthcare, Coca-Cola, Eagle Marine, Ashley Furniture, Sager Aeros Corporation, and Swift Lumber, among the others that are listed on the Facebook page.
Great. And if somebody's interested in coming, what should they bring with them? How should they prepare?
Well, they should dress for success. They wear nice clothes, clean press, no shorts, no blue jeans, preferably. Bring a couple of copies of your resume, two or three copies of your resume. Don't leave the children at home. I know that's kind of hard for some people, and some people have used creative ways to include the kids in the process, but the employers really don't like seeing. They kind of feel like, if you can't find child care for your child to come to the job fair, how are you going to do it on the job?
Right. Well, and it has to be a distraction, not only for the employers, but for the folks that are out there looking for the jobs as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Prior to the event, I think it helps to research some of the companies you're interested in. It just helps talking to the employer, and it shows that, you really want to work for that company, even though you researched three or four different
ones. Sure.
So that helps on.
Now, in terms of researching, I know you mentioned that there's the list of all of the employers are on the Facebook page, the Bay Minette, or is it Bay Minette?
It's the Bay Minette Facebook page.
But do they have a list of the specific jobs that each of the employers are, have openings for?
I don't believe they have specific jobs. The jobs usually are listed. When we do these job fairs, they're required to have openings. And the openings will actually be listed on Alabama Job Link and in the Bay Minette area. So okay. You just pull the drop down to the Bay Minette area, and they'll have the job listing. So you can query, like, you know, Airbus, and then it'll give all the Airbus listings.
Okay.
But there's no real list right now, like on Facebook, with the listings of the jobs.
Right, because obviously you have quite a bit of diversity with the employers that are there, whether, you know, from Airbus to Waffle House to, you know, Wind Creek.
And a lot of these big corporations have opportunities. If you don't have the skill set, but you're interested in going to work for, like, Airbus, then, you know, they have training opportunities for you.
Okay, and that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Are there training opportunities that are available within this group, or are there going to be some of the training opportunities that you have through the Career Center?
And through the state, through the Workforce Innovation Act, you know, they have opportunities, training opportunities, OJT-type training opportunities. The corporations have a lot of their own training opportunities. My nephew's actually going through one at Airbus right now, and he just loves it. He just loves it.
Well, so you've got this one that's coming up tomorrow.
Right.
And, again, just give us the details of the where, when, and how.
It's tomorrow from 10 to 1 at the John F. Rhodes Civic Center, 301 D. Olive Street in Bay Minette.
And they can start arriving at...
Yeah, they can arrive before 10.
Okay.
But the doors are going to open at 10. Yeah. When the veterans get there, they'll be asked, you know, are you a veteran? And if you are, you know, you'll get a flag sticker. It won't mess up your shirt. It comes off real easy. I made sure of that when I had them made. And but it designates you as a veteran. You know, by all means, get one. The employers
Outstanding.
Love to see it.
Donald, we appreciate you being here with the Alabama Career Center. And on the other side of the break, Lifelines Counseling Services.
Thank you.
Fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and the sea. First to fight for rights and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud.
Pause. Updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Check your parking brake off. Check your trim set. Check your no-go steering arm maneuver. Diamond burner go. Low transition. Right turn out. 8-8. Diamond out there up 16. Let's turn them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We are broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama on a foggy Mobile Bay, but we're having a great time here. Had some great information prior to the break about some upcoming job fairs, and we are honored to be joined on air by Mr. Nick DiMario from the folks over at Ed Seafood Shed. Nick, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
What's going on, man?
You tell me. You're the one that seems to be out there in the middle of everything, opening up new restaurants and new businesses and changing up menus.
No, I'm just nuts.
Yeah, he's been having a blast. You know, he just got through all those Christmas events and everything, so it gave him a chance to get rowdy and do some wild and weird things then. But now we're into Mardi Gras, and he's already started.
I don't ever take my mask off, so I'm always got my Mardi Gras mask on.
You got a built-in mask. Yeah, I've got one of those too. You know, I've got one of those radio faces. Tell you what, yep. So give us an update on what's going on, Nick.
Man, we're just super excited about rolling out Ed's new menu. It's been real exciting as far as just coming up with some keeping the oldie and goldies that's been here for a long time and rolling out some great stuff like shrimp on a shingle, and then the white barbecue sauce, our whole bowl line, Parmesan-crusted fish, and the Causeway hot fish, and just, getting excited about doing an oyster bar in the spring, and adding some draft beer. But it's been an exciting time at Ed's as far as what we're doing.
It is just totally unbelievable. I see that you're weekly making improvements in the facilities, and all of you people are well-trained now, and they're actually capable of moving from facility to facility. So that's very unique to see that you guys doing that with your staff. And building.
We got a bunch of great kids and adults. They do
yes,
a great job.
They sure do. Oh, we got a couple that I would take exception to. You know, they know who they are.
There he goes making Jamie. Friends again. I'm not going there and eat with you this time.
They probably stop me at the door when I get over there after a while.
Oh, you're a legend here. They see you coming. They know what time it is.
Oh, a legend in my own mind. Okay. All right. Do you still have your little Mardi Gras hat on and all the necklaces?
Yeah,
with
always have my Mardi Gras hat on. I might even wear it to breakfast on Saturday and Sunday.
There you go. You're that kind of guy. Yeah, but, you know, Rise and Shine, the breakfast is at Ed's on the Causeway has really been an outstanding event, too. You know, and that's something I'm glad to see you guys do, because there's no other restaurants on the Causeway that have breakfast.
Yeah, and, you know, we're serving Pete's famous beignets, man, voted one of the best in the South, and we offer them every Saturday from 8 to 11. And we also offer them at Squid Ink downtown.
There you go. It's a Squid Ink. That's awesome. But it is like an additional information that we need to bring forth at this time, Nick.
No, man, we're just appreciate you having us on, and love what y'all do, and very excited about the time at Ed's.
Well, we appreciate all of the events that you undertook during this past holiday season. All I know, a lot of people had their Christmas and actually parties on all over there, so. I know we had to make an appointment to even get in there ourselves, but that's neat, and we appreciate what you guys are doing. Appreciate you being on today.
We'll see you at breakfast.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. All right take
buddy.
Care.
Thank
all
you.
Right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Nick DeMauri over there at Seafood Shed.
Outstanding. And it is great to be joined, here live in what was called the Scuttle Bus.
Scuttle Bus. Yeah. B-U-S, not B-U-T-T.
But, yeah, we have Ms. Sarah Bumgarner. She is with Lifelines Counseling Services. I know you just wrapped up, I think, a big year, the 2-on-1 hotline. Tell us a little bit about, where things are going and what you've seen over the course of the last year or so.
Yeah, so we have helped over 850 veterans who have called through the line
awesome.
Be able to get resources to, Health and Human Services, food, housing, payment assistance on rents, utilities, things like that, through the 211 call center. So our hopes is to just continue being able to offer the best resources in the community to people that call in and, help them get connected to the services that they need.
Well, I know that one of the things, you sent me some information. And you kind of had a breakdown from year to year as to what some of the greatest needs were, I guess you could say. What are you seeing, coming out of the holidays? Is it that rent assistance, or they're looking to have help with an electric bill? What are some of the things that it looks like our veterans are in need of?
Yeah, and I think it's. Like you said, mainly assistance with bills and housing, food, just the common things that a lot of people are struggling with. And, it's something that we can provide resources to, because there are several organizations that do offer special services for veterans. So not a lot of people know that, when they're looking for services, like, oh, I should mention that I'm a veteran, because it might get, something different than just somebody else. So what we try to do is just have a whole resource directory and specific to veterans, so that when they call in, we will ask certain questions. And if they want to reveal that they are a veteran, then we're able to say, hey, did you know, you could do, all these different things on top of other resources.
And it's not all strictly with the VA.
Right. No, it's through all different kind of programs. So Housing First, or, just help with the job fairs, mm-hmm. the job readiness programs, budget counseling, financial counseling, all kinds of things. So we have a list of resources. So we see these problems regularly, then we know that there must be something deeper that they're going through that they might need. Like if they're having, you know, issues paying their bills, then they might need a little budget counseling, or maybe they need help finding a job where they can, you know, make better pay, things like that. So we look at it as a whole and not just, okay, let's help this person in their immediate need, but help them globally, all through things. So.
Now, are you seeing any changes in homeless veterans, the numbers that we have in the area?
I don't specifically know if it's gone up or down. I'd have to pull that just to see on the homelessness, but I do know that it is a big issue. For instance, we recently had a lady that called in and was trying to find, you know, assistance for her utilities and her and her son, and she was just at the brink of almost being homeless. And so she was not only in financial crisis, but also emotional. So that's another great thing about the 211 call center is that when you call in, you're not just calling in and it's like, okay, here's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a trained call specialist that will talk through these people with their problems, help calm them down, help get them to a place where they feel heard and that they matter. You know, what the lady that had called in that was on the brink of homeless, she had tried to call some places by herself, but kind of didn't get anywhere and felt like she just didn't matter. Nobody wanted to help her. And so when she was able to call in and talk to our call specialist, she, you know, they're trained to help alleviate the crisis and get them to a, you know, calm state and then offer the resources. And then we follow up with them. So we were able to follow up a few more times and even found a couple more resources.
Outstanding. Well, so if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way? Facebook, internet?
You can follow our page on Facebook. It's Lifelines Counseling Services. I try to keep it posted with helpful information. And then if you want to send us a message, or you can directly call 211 from any phone. It's a free toll-free number, you know, and so you can call and a specialist will be able to help you, you know, throughout the week and can get you the resources that you need, hopefully.
Outstanding. Well, Sarah, we certainly appreciate you coming out and getting the information out about the Veterans 211 hotline out to everybody. And thank you for your continued support of our veterans and our military.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Great. Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on sympathy for the devil. I don't even know. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
In all the faux outrage over the killing of the Iranian terrorist General Qasem Soleimani, you might have missed the fact that we lost two of our heroes in uniform this weekend. The two soldiers were killed when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan, where paratroopers assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, the Defense Department announced this Sunday. The IED attack took place Saturday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province, which borders Pakistan to the south. Killed in the blast were Staff Sergeant Ian P. McLaughlin, 29, of Newport News, Virginia, and PFC Miguel A. Villon, 21, of Joliet, Illinois, according to a release. Both soldiers were attached to the 307th Brigade Engineer Battalion, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I hope that the irony of this event is not lost on the communist Democrats and Trump haters out there, that two members of the 82nd Airborne were killed just days after their fellow soldiers were deployed to Kuwait as part of our quick reaction force in response to heightened tensions with Iran, and they were killed by an IED, which was the calling card of murderer Soleimani. As I mentioned in last week's tirade on American First, McLaughlin, who joined the Army in 2012, leaves behind a wife and four children, while Villon joined in 2018 and survived by his mother and father. Now, I spent a fair amount of time trying to keep up with the news, especially when it comes to our military and veterans. yet I have not been able to find hand-wringing Chuck and Nancy or their Democratic communist thrones over the deaths of these two American heroes, which is a stark contrast to the beatification that the left wanted to bestow upon the very evil Soleimani. Even George Stephanopoulos, heartily conservative Trump supporter, felt the need to challenge the speaker on her support for the protesters in Iran trying to overthrow the hardline mullahs that have run that country since the 1979 takeover by Muslim extremists. Here is the Botox beauty in her own words from the ABC's This Week with Little Georgie.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand it, this brand of protesters, about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
They're calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khomeini as well.
No, well, whatever it is. But the fact is this, there were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy. And they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so, so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street. Of course, we would love to see the aspirations of the people of Iran realized with a better situation there. But escalating the situation, unless we've exhausted every other remedy.
Which we haven't?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. And if the first first action to be taken on the threat of... there are a lot of bad actors for doing bad things and threatening bad things to us. We know that, Iran being one of them. And it being its proxies doing bad things to our interests throughout the world. But how do we deal with that in a way that calms rather than escalates?
Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone who has listened to SBN for a few minutes should know that I am no fan of Nancy Pelosi. I believe that she is a vapid airhead whose Botox injections have seeped into her cranium. How she can think that her comments were in any way coherent or beyond belief. And yet, here she is, the third in line to the presidency, blathering on about just which protesters were out on the streets in Tehran, even though it was widely evident that they were shouting death to the regime and the current Ayatollah Khomeini. The fact that her greatest excuse for not coming out in support of those yearning for freedom under the dictatorial mullahs was that somehow she didn't have all of the facts further demonstrated her lack of intellectual honesty. Either she has failed to receive intelligence briefings that she is privileged to, or she was too busy hitting the cocktail fundraising circuit to remember. I mean, come on. At least Obama, Curry, and the Hildebeest blamed protests on a video that no one had ever seen in order to lie to the American people about Benghazi.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Reality is that she is so desperate to remove Trump from office that he could successfully overturn the Iranian regime and replace it with a peaceful democracy, that she would accuse him of stifling the religious freedom of the Islamic terrorist mullahs. Make no mistake about it, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, the squad, and their ilk on the left have no real plan to improve America or promote safety and security in the world. All they care about in the end is power, their own damn power. They care not for the average men and women of this nation, even less for our men and women in uniform. They will stop at nothing to destroy this president and his legacy. The Russian investigation, the attacks on his family, the phony impeachment, the constant labeling of Trump as racist, bigot, homophobe, misogynist, and WASP, among other things, are evidence of their guttural, irrational hatred for a duly elected president. What is most galling is that every time they attack President Trump, they also attack each of the red-blooded patriots who support him. I believe that in their blind rage, they have allowed themselves to fall victim to the old axiom that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is certainly apparent in the ongoing story of Iran. In other words and actions, Speaker Pelosi and her communist-leaning drones have aligned themselves with the hardliner mullahs in Iran over the people seeking freedom, including patriots such as you and me. I only hope that they realize that they are laying down with the devil in the process, and that is a deal that hardly works out in your favor in the end. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Flexton. I guess you could say they have sympathy for the devil.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, along with Tom.
I enjoy doing that one.
Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters. Two Old Marines is just a little bit to say the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And Tom, I think we need to run through our sponsors real quick.
Yes, we do. We'd like to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 1-1 Hotline, and Miss Sarah just left here talking about all the good things and awesome things that they're doing with that facility.
They have so many services that they can offer, almost like a clearinghouse. Like she said, if they can get a veteran in there, then right. They can talk them through to find out what all they can do. Also, just a reminder, we had Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center. They've got an event coming up tomorrow in Bay Minette.
That's so true.
It's a job fair. And the information they said is on the Bay Minette Facebook page for the Alabama Career Center. So if you're interested, I think there's 58 different employers that were there.
Right, and all the big names, you know, and all the guys that are paying the good money, Cal.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is not McDonald's jobs.
Well, and, you know, there are really just about any industry that you might be interested is going to be available there. That information, again, if you go to the Alabama Career Center website or their Facebook page, you can pull up some more information on that. Of course, we talked with General Janet Cobb and here with the battleship, and she gave us an update on the Korean War.
And that was really neat to see that they already have the money available for the repair of that Korean War Memorial.
Outstanding. It looks like it's going to come through, and they'll be able to get to work on it here fairly quickly. But that's going to bring us to the close of today's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!